Welcome to Comics and Stuff's issue number 15. Last night, I had a dream that I was snorting cocaine. I woke up this morning and there was no bowl of cocaine.
Oh, no wish fulfillment in real life, huh?
About 20 years ago, I lost a toy. It was an action figure. I don't know what it was. And I used to cry all the time about it because I couldn't find it. And I love this action figure.
The same thing happened to me. It was a Mighty Ducks figure. The leader, I forgot what his name was. Wildwing, I think?
When you said the Mighty Ducks, I automatically assumed you were talking about the movie. And then I realized you're 6 years old, so you probably haven't seen it.
The movie about real people? I don't know. I'm talking about real cartoon ducks.
Yeah, I'm on about the hockey team.
Yes, the hockey team!
So I had this dream. One night I had a dream that I found it, but I knew I was dreaming. Mm-hmm. But because I was young, I thought I could manipulate my dream.
And turn it into reality?
Exactly. And so I knew I was dreaming. I held my figurine in my hands.
And you tried to take it with you.
Went to sleep in my dream, woke up. Hands were still in the same position. No figurine, obviously. Oh. I'd love it if one listener was like, and you woke up and it was in your hands because your mom had found it and she put it in your hands.
But nope.
No, that's not how the world works, people.
No, unfortunately.
No, I woke up and my dad's dick was in my mouth.
And then you had a really good dream after that.
I went to book club this week.
Yes, you did. Which, is this the first time you went to book club? Because I've never heard you mention book club ever.
No, I've been 3 times.
Wow.
I have two really good friends that go there, uh-huh. Who I met in my regular comic shop. And they were like, hey, Glenn, there's this comic book club we go to. This week we're doing Punk Rock Jesus. And I'm like,
oh,
I've read that and I quite enjoyed it because
I
love
like
Sean
it.
Murphy.
Mm.
And that was about half a year ago. Maybe less than that, maybe like 4 months. Anyway, I went. Had a pretty good time.
Uh-huh.
There was a ginger person there. I've never told anyone this. And he wasn't a dick, but he was just a bit of a douche. And he was ginger.
So that added to your ginger prejudice.
Yes, it did. And I stopped going to book. I went once. Made some really good friends. Who I still talk to now. And so I've been socializing with them outside of book club. And then we had like a gathering and I went to that. But the comics they've been doing recently haven't really been comic books. So my friend Alex and Jen who go, they were like, oh, Glenn, come to the next book club. We're doing I Hate Fairyland. And I'm like, I'm fucking there. So I just went. And people weren't complaining about I Hate Fairyland, but they were being... They were criticizing it for the sake of criticizing it. And it was just like, are you fucking serious? How can you criticize I Hate Fairyland? It's a book about a girl who's a woman who's trapped in a girl's body who goes around just like causing absolute chaos. And she's belligerent and hilarious. I was like, there's nothing to complain about. It's just Scott Young art and it's just ridiculous and stupid. And they were like, well, or some of them. Were saying things like, well, there isn't a lot of emotional depth to the character. And
uh-huh.
I was like, are you fucking serious?
It's just for fun.
Yeah, this isn't my monthly pull, which is pretty fucking bleak, you know, week by week. There's a lot of bleak shit in there. Sometimes that's I want to read a comic that's just going to make me fucking laugh.
Yeah.
It's always trade people, Kristen. They just don't get it.
Right? They think they're entitled to enjoy art the way they want to enjoy it only.
You're only entitled if you look at your skin color and it's the color white.
Exactly.
Right?
I agree. That's how the world works.
But yeah, it was actually, if you have a local book club, I highly recommend going to it. But if you're 15, 16 years old, don't go.
I do not have a local book club. I need to find one.
Why don't you start one?
Because I don't like people.
We like each other, kind of, right?
Yeah, we do. But most people aren't as cool as you are, Glenn. Actually, that's not true. A lot of people are cool. I'm just lazy. But
I'd be like, hey, Toby. Hey, Toby, why don't you just start a book club? So much fun. I don't know, maybe not. I don't know.
Me either.
Start a book club, though, Kristen. Do it. I'll come.
Yeah, but you'll only be, like, a guest star once in a while, because you live so far away.
Have it annually.
Once a year, during Comic-Con.
Hey, you should come to Montreal Comic-Con.
When's that?
I don't fucking know. Next
well,
week.
Help me.
Next week.
Oh, I can't next week. I can... Actually, no, I've already booked too many days off. I can't.
You never, ever have any days off, Kristen.
Yes, I do.
Where are you today? How come you're home?
See, today's my day off.
I'm really confused. I'm like, you don't have the same luxury as me.
I'm off today because they want me to work Saturday.
Oh, wow. You always work Saturday.
I used to, and then the new manager decided she was going to switch the schedules around, so we rotate, which I'm totally fine with. But yeah, I get this Saturday I'm working. So today I'm off, and I decided to spend it with you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know, it's been a while since I've talked to you.
It was a week ago.
Shh.
yeah, I've had a pretty cool week.
Did you?
I've been dabbling in the drug game. What do you think about that?
What kind of drugs?
Just light drugs. Nothing too serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you shared any with your daughter?
No. She's already euphoric around me as it is.
Okay. Well, that's good. Good to know. I'm glad you're taking care of your daughter.
Kristen, I went to watch Independence Day 2 the other day, and I was high out of my fucking mind, and it still didn't make the movie good.
I wasn't planning on seeing it, but good for you for going on a Tuesday. It's cheaper on Tuesdays, right?
I don't remember when I went. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I like how you just assumed I went on Cheapy Tuesday. What do you mean by that? I've got money. I don't have headphone money.
I'm just saying that,
Where is your brain today, Kristen? I feel like...
I don't know. I didn't get much sleep last night, and then I didn't get much sleep the night before that, and I didn't get much sleep the night before that, too, and I think the sleep debt has accumulated to the point where my brain is no longer functioning properly.
Kristen, I watched some pornography last night.
Did you?
And...
I didn't have the energy for that last night.
The woman in it was uh-huh. on the large side of fat.
Okay.
But I don't discriminate.
Uh-huh.
So the guy was normal. The guy was actually very attractive, a very attractive male.
Okay.
Like a young Brad Pitt.
Ooh.
And the woman was on the large side of fat, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that fat women always have pretty faces. They always have pretty faces and nice nails. It's true though, right?
Adele has a pretty face and nice nails.
Well, there we go. It wasn't Adele. I wonder what noise Adele makes when she comes. I bet it's amazing.
It's probably just so...
Go on, go for it.
I don't know. My brain's not working. It's beautiful. I'm sure it's beautiful. Just like all of Adele is beautiful, I'm sure.
Now, when Adele talks normally, she sounds like a chimney sweeper.
No, she doesn't.
She does. Chimney sweep. She goes, well, hello, Adele. It's very nice to meet you. She goes, what, mate? And then you go, what? What's this? It's my normal voice, you fucking cunt. That's how she talks.
She does like to swear somewhat.
I'm not on about the swearing. Just watch an interview with Adele. Yeah, her accent's crazy.
I've listened to her accent. It just sounds British to me.
Oh, wow. You don't know... You know nothing, Kristen. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
I know. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I watched the finale.
What? That's it?
I watched every episode.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen anything of last season and whatever. I don't know if it's already started this new season or not, but I haven't seen any of that either.
Spoiler alert. No, not really. You should watch it. So I was watching this pornography last night.
Okay, right. Yes, you didn't finish this.
And they were getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
He was having a lovely time. She was enjoying it. Then they switched to missionary. I don't know why you would ever switch to missionary. I feel like missionary is like a starting point. Anyway, so there's only so much you can do with on the large side of fat lady or man. Anyway, they're in missionary position.
Okay.
And he's going for it. And all of a sudden, he grabs what he thinks is a boob, but it's actually just her underbelly, but it's like rolled into the shape of a boob. It's the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
I don't even know what to say.
It was hilarious. There was loads of wondrous moments like that. There was this moment where he was trying to grab, I think he was trying to play with a clit.
Uh-huh.
She was shaved around the clitoris area.
Uh-huh.
But she'd left this bit of hair maybe 4 inches above the clit.
Oh, like that landing strip, I think that's what they call it.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like it was really weird. It was just a circle. I guess because she was really large, he wasn't paying attention. And he started trying to rub around this pubic area region.
Like, there's nothing there.
I had nothing going for it. Anyway, I still came, so whatever.
Jokes on them.
Jokes on you, guys. Jokes on you. Right, comics.
What else? I guess I'll tell them. Guys, I didn't have a great week. My comics got stolen. Well, my one comic got stolen. And I pre-ordered it, and it came with a pre-order bonus. And someone took the package from my doorstep, ripped it open, took my book, which is Carcifona Volume 5, and then they left the ripped up package on my doorstep.
Is that the Matt Fraction book?
No, it's Carcifona by Shilin Huang, I think that is how you pronounce her last name. She is a Toronto-based artist / writer, whatever, creator. It's a manga.
Are you upset about this? Are you really...
I feel violated is how I feel. Like, first off, you shouldn't be stealing mail in the first place, but... stealing it from someone's doorstep and having the nerve to leave the evidence there. It's like, really? Really?
What if it was the postman?
I doubt it. But yeah, I don't know. I was just very unhappy. And I don't live in a sketchy place. I live in this nice neighborhood where people know each other and say hello to each other. So it's like, what?
I like what you just did there. That was hilarious.
What did I just do?
You were like, oh, don't get the impression that I live in a poor area, okay, because something's been stolen. I'm rich. That's what you just did.
No, I'm just saying it's not a place where people would usually steal things from.
Hmm. Right.
Hmm.
And where do you... Never mind. This is going to go down a racist path that I'm just not prepared for this morning.
Yeah, I don't think my brain's up for that either. We'll just leave it at that.
Are you going to order it again?
I'm going to probably wait until I see her at Fan Expo and then just buy it there.
You know what I would do?
Having to pay shipping again. What?
I would say, all right, darling. And then she would say, what is it? And you go, that's a bit rude. And she go, sorry, I didn't sleep last night. I was, I'm not going to get into it with you, but because you're a stranger, but I just didn't sleep very well. And then you'd go, you didn't sleep well, love. I ordered your manga and it got stolen from my doorstep. And all they left was a bag of semen and I just can't sleep. And then she'd go, here, love, have a free book. Right? I mean, that's what would happen, right?
I mean, she's nice, but I don't know. I feel kind of weird about asking for a free book.
I feel like the semen in the bag would seal the deal.
It probably would. She's a lesbian. But it doesn't sit right with me.
Just because she's a lesbian, and she's not going to have the same reaction a vampire has when they see, like, a cross. A cross, right? A stake? I don't fucking know.
Garlic, who knows?
Vampire lore is very complicated.
The point is, that's what happened to me.
There is no point.
But yeah, exactly. There is no point. Life is meaningless.
Your comic got stolen. My Game Boy got stolen. If you want your comic back, I will send it to you. There is a price. We can all...
Is the price a Game Boy Color?
No, I don't want a Game Boy Color. I want my Game Boy that you've stolen.
Don't get greedy now.
Color? You want color? You want color with your games? What have I read? I've read a lot.
This week, really?
I was behind a couple of weeks, so I just binge read.
Oh, nice. I'm hoping to do that today.
My friend recommended Scene of the Crime, which is a Brubaker book.
Okay, I like Brubaker.
Brubaker's amazing.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite writers.
Yeah.
My friend was like insisting, he was like, Glenn, you have to read this book. Read it before anything else. So I read it. It was the bleakest shit I've read in a long time.
So I'm sure you loved it, naturally.
There's incest, rape, and that's the lighter, that's the lighter side of the book. It was good, but it wasn't Brubaker's best. And there was a bonus at the end, which is a little story, a little prequel story.
Okay.
Where a orphan girl gets shot on Christmas Day. What do you think about that? So I rang my friend up. I was like, Rob, what the fuck is this? He's like, oh, it's great, isn't it? I was like, no, I'm really sad. And there was incest and rape. And he was like, yeah. I was like, fuck you.
Then you find out that orphan girl died on her way to bring medicine to her little brother, who had a disease that he was dying from. But you find that out in the next book.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I'd kill myself. So, yeah, but there's been some pretty good reads.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I read I Hate Fairyland. The new arc just started. The first three pages, in my opinion, are the funniest three pages I've read in about a year. So
I didn't realize that was an ongoing.
I don't think Scott Young was planning on it being an ongoing,
uh-huh.
But it was so popular that he was like, fuck it, money is good for me and my family.
I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
I don't see it continuing past this arc. I think he'll probably just let it die around issue 12, because that's all it really needs. But it's a fun comic. If you're not reading I Hate Fairyland, there's something wrong with you. Kristen, you just told me that your pull week last week was three comics and you've read one of them.
I know. I'm behind.
It takes 7 minutes to read a comic.
It takes 10.
You can't find 30 minutes of free time.
I will.
You were off today. What did you do when you woke up?
I dropped my sister off to work.
Put the fingers away.
I dropped my sister off at work, and then I went and helped her for a little bit, and then I went to the post office to pick up some mail, because my passport came in, and then I went home and tried to find the phone number for Canada Post to figure out what they can do about this thing that got stolen.
They're going to get their best man on the case, Kristen.
No, I just, like...
All right, boys, listen up. There's a book been stolen. Let's send everyone onto it.
Not to get it back, but, like, if they can make sure that there's a signature or something for deliveries and not just leave it there or put it somewhere where you can't just see it from the street.
It seems a bit ridiculous, to be honest, yeah. No, I feel for you.
Because, like, I get stuff delivered all the time.
And this has never
happened. And if it's going to start getting stolen, then...
I don't think it's going to be an ongoing thing. If it is, I'll be quite interested. You can set up cameras and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah. What else? I read Bitch Planet. Me and Kristen both bought Bitch Planet. She didn't read it.
No, I haven't gotten the chance yet.
Well, it's lazy.
I've been. That's what I've been doing. I've been marathoning shows. Orange is the New Black. I'm on like episode 11 now, and Wynonna Earp. I started watching with my sister, and we're like on, I think episode 10.
I saw the second to last episode of Orange is the New Black because my wife binge read it all in a day.
And? Don't tell me anything.
I'm not going to tell you anything. I stopped watching Orange is the New Black. So, watched the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was okay. I hate the main actor, the main protagonist, I guess you can
call
it.
Yeah, the main...
I don't know what you call her.
Piper is... probably the most annoying character in the whole
thing. She is the most unlikable main character I've ever watched in a TV show. She's so unlikable.
Probably.
And second season, the choices that she was making was just making me really angry. I was just like, this is just not realistic in any way of a human being.
Make sense.
And if it is, I just don't want to support them. So. And then me and my wife had an argument about something, and I was like, oh, you know what? Just watch it by yourself.
And she did.
And she actually did. And I was like, oh, wow, I was just testing. And so I've been really bitter about it ever since.
Aww.
Anyway, I was in bed with her and she was watching it, and I just kind of had a little nosy. And shit's getting pretty serious in that show, not going to lie. It's completely unrealistic.
It is.
Yeah, it's pretty... There is a lot of emotional depth going on there with that show.
Sometimes, yeah, which is kind of impressive.
I was talking to a friend about Rick and Morty. I don't know if you've ever seen Rick and Morty.
No, I haven't, and apparently there's a comic, too, that I haven't read.
Yeah, my wife, she just stopped getting the Rick and Morty comics, but she's pretty much got all of them up until this point.
Uh-huh.
She's a big fan of the show. I thought the show was... I hadn't seen it, and I just generalized it as, you know, a stupid cartoon, because I'm an idiot. And I sat down and watched the end of an episode about 2 weeks ago, and I was fucking blown away. It is some of the darkest shit I've ever seen.
What?
Yeah.
Dark?
It's really dark.
Are you sure?
Yeah, trust me. Okay. I was having this conversation at book club with two other people. I was like, I was watching Rick and Morty. And it's really dark. And they were like, this episode? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, yeah, that shit's really fucking, it's really messed up. I was like, I couldn't believe it. So I'll have to send you this episode somehow. You have to watch it.
Okay. Do I need context at all? Like, do I need
I had no context. I had no context whatever going in. I just watched this episode, just half of an episode, and I was really moved by it.
Okay.
I almost cried, actually.
Really?
That doesn't mean a lot. I cried at Alvin and the Chipmunks. I cried. I watched this movie last night and I cried. Oh, this movie was fucking... It's called Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
It's not particularly amazing, but... Oh, God, I cried so hard. You know when you cry and it hurts?
Yes.
It was like that. Fucking cancer. Bitch Planet was really good.
I will look forward to reading it then. Tonight.
You should read it now.
No. I'll read it after this, after we record. I'm going to go to the comic book store and pick up my comics, and then I'll have a marathon.
Okay, we'll discuss what you're picking up.
That's what else happened this week. My phone.
What?
Sorry.
Your phone.
My phone. It was telling me to do the Samsung update, so I tried, and it was like, oh, you can't do it wirelessly. You have to connect it to your computer. So I did, and I downloaded the update, and it was updating. And then afterwards, it got stuck on the Samsung logo screen, and it just, like, got stuck forever, no matter what I did. Using all the solutions I could find online, nothing worked. And then I talked to some lady at Samsung, and she was like, oh, yeah, you're just going to have to bring it in, because none of her solutions were working either.
Wow.
So I gave it to my friend from church who works at not at Samsung, but he fixes cell phones. He, like, fixes those kinds of problems. And then my other friend let me borrow his spare phone while that's getting fixed.
The idea of you in church makes me laugh so much internally. Anyway, so yeah, you've had a pretty eventful week.
Yeah, it's
been... I feel like nothing's gone your way this week for you.
No, not yet.
Kristen, I have a question for you.
What is your question, Glenn?
When you are having sex
mm-hmm.
with a lady...
Oh, that's what went my way this week.
Oh, you had some sex?
No, I just...
Oh.
But I got to talk to a girl who's cool. Anyway, that's all. Continue.
Kristen, you're turning into my very good friend Kyle. You both need to get laid.
I think so.
Okay, so...
Anyway, the question.
Do you cry when you have sex?
No.
You're not Asian.
Well, yeah, I know that.
You are not indicative of your culture.
Do Asians cry during sex?
They do in the porn, and we've already established
that
pornography
is a very realistic representation of society and just sex in general.
Yep. It really is. No, it's not.
Oh my goodness.
I watched The Conjuring 2 as well.
Why? How are you always watching movies? I haven't seen a movie in ages.
What do you mean?
What was the last movie I saw? Avengers? No. Yeah, maybe.
You should have written an anthropology paper on orgasms.
I probably could have, but I had already finished writing...
Asian orgasms.
Just Asian ones, specifically?
Oh, yeah. That culture. Oh, my God. I've got pins and needles in my... I need to find a new way to record these podcasts.
Cause... You do, because every single time you're like, oh, this is going numb.
Yeah, because I sit on... I don't know how... I'm assuming you record at your desk.
Yes.
Right? I don't have a desk set up.
So what do? Sit on the couch?
I sit on the floor and...
On the floor?
Yes.
Sit on your bed at least.
No, I should do that. Shall I move? Yeah. I'm going to move. There's going to be some squeakiness, people.
Sit on your bed or a couch or something.
Then I have to hold the mic. Okay, here we go.
You can put it on the table beside you. What kind of mic do you have?
You know when you're with a guy and you're giving him head and he comes in your mouth and you keep it in your mouth. And then you both make out. I have that mic. Also, it's a snowball.
Okay. Oh, it's a snowball.
Kristen, I'm attempting to move.
Uh-huh.
And my foot is waking up.
And it hurts, doesn't it?
And I am in so much pain right now. Fucking hell. Oh, what do I do? Eyes are really hurting.
You bear with the pain.
Oh, it's so bad.
Grit Africa. Your teeth and move, soldier.
Africa! Oh my god, I can't!
Don't let Shakira down!
Oh, it's hurting so much! Oh, fuck. Daddy.
So...
I can't do it. I'm gonna have to just stay here.
Just between you and me.
Yeah.
I may have bought another set of headphones. Recently.
Are you selling your body?
Well, I mean, everyone wants an Asian that's not an Asian.
Would you sell pictures of yourself? If you knew they were going to remain private, would you sell pictures of yourself?
I would sell pictures of myself that look like the picture I sent you.
Someone's just listening for the first time and just takes that in the complete wrong way. Hopefully it's not my wife.
Dun, dun, dun. Just be like, just listen to the other episode.
Shit! Get the context! Yeah. No, Kristen sent me a picture of a pussy, and it was lovely.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
It's really nice. It's a bit...
Blurry?
No, the penis on top of it is a bit weird. But it's nice that you have one.
Thank you. I like to be versatile.
It's really small, though. What do you do with it?
Well, you know, it's just for fun, so I can do whatever I want with it. And the bonus is that because it's small, having a boner doesn't give me as many problems in public as it would a regular male.
I'm not going to lie, that is the bane of my existence.
Tonight. Yep.
You know what I was going to do?
What?
I want to develop a special kind of mattress where it has a hole in it. I'm dead serious, by the way. Because let me tell you, some mornings I wake up with a massive boner and I fuck the absolute shit out of my bed. I'm just grinding and pounding away on my mattress. And it'd be nice if there was just a hole I could just put it in. Maybe it was filled with some kind of jelly or something. I'd be so happy.
Aren't there sex toys like that? That are basically just it's like a tube.
Yeah, there are, but I don't actually want to come. I just want to, it's really hard to explain if you don't have a penis, but for all the lads listening, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just want to just squeeze it, but not get involved.
What?
Yeah, it's a morning thing. It's really weird.
Okay.
Just take my word for it.
I will.
Toby, if you do ever get a penis, explain to Kristen what it's all about. With that being said, I read Descender.
Oh, okay.
As we all know, I haven't been enjoying Descender for at least 10 issues. But the last two issues...
What? Isn't it like 12 issues in?
Yeah. We went over this last week or the week before. You think a good time to give up a comic is like around the 5-issue mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But it's Jeff Lemire, so I just kept going.
And now it'll get better, I swear.
Well, it did.
Okay. Is it worth all the boring stuff you had to go through in the beginning?
Well, I was speaking to some people at Book Club about it, and some of them loved it from the beginning. I don't know why, but maybe it's because they haven't read a lot of Jeff Lemire's work, so maybe I'm just judging it too hard.
Oh, are you just comparing it to his other work and not as a comic?
Isn't that what you're supposed to do, though?
It depends. It depends if the other work feels similar to this or not.
Well, how do you not compare... Like, say you have a favorite band. You're going to naturally compare the latest release to a previous album, right?
Yes. But then I also compare them to the other music out there that I like.
No, but I think the first thing you'll do is buy a new album, say you buy Adele's album, the first thing you're going to do, listen to it and say, oh, I prefer her other album. That is before you compare it to any other type of artist, mm-hmm. The first thing you'll do naturally as a human being, I believe, is compare it to their previous work.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
So in that respect, it's not as good as his previous work.
Mm-hmm.
If I compared it to other comics, mm-hmm. it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of an irrelevant point to me personally. So,
okay.
Mm. So yeah, it's really good. Buy 12 issues.
Buy 12 issues, and if you don't like it by the 13th, well then
just keep fucking going. Begrudgingly reading comics since 2016. What else have I read? Archie. Archie was pretty good.
How have you read so many things?
I have listed 3 comics right now, Kristen, and the fact that you think that's a lot is quite amusing.
Well, as long as we don't go into how many games I've played lately.
I'm going to talk about one more comic that I've just read. It's called She-Wolf. It's by the same person that did Dark Corridor. And let me tell you, it's shit.
Wait, is that the one with the really, really ugly art?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I looked at that when I was in the store and I was like... This is not working for me. It's like a child made it.
But did it look like a comic book?
No.
Yes, it does.
What?
It looks like a comic. That's what, to me, comics isn't about amazing digital art. It's about something that looks like it's been drawn.
Okay, but as long as it looks like it's been drawn by someone who's competent at drawing, this looks like a 5-year-old with... crayons and, like, I don't even know.
You've just described all of Jeff Lemire's work as well. Listen, Kristen, I like shit art. Okay?
Okay.
Just because you got a commission. Talk about Kristen's got an amazing commission, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it was so good.
Do you want me to use that as the...
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so if you're listening to this podcast, the picture, the, I don't know what you call it, the cover picture?
I don't know, the art, yeah, wait.
The artwork for this episode is Kristen's commission.
From Janoy something something. We'll link his...
Yeah, I'll put his Instagram in the description, but talk to me about the process of getting this commission. It's your first commission.
Yeah, it was. And so from my other artist friends who I've talked to before, they were all like, no one's telling me like exactly what they want in their commission, so I don't know what to do, and they're asking for pricing. So I took that, and when I asked him for what I wanted, I was pretty specific. And was just like, okay, so this is what I have in mind. Kristen, and I want it...
Kristen, sorry. Hmm? My recorder has stopped working. I'm hoping that you're recording, Lauren.
I am recording. Let me just double check to make sure it should be recording. How do I tell if it's... Oh, recording a call. Yes. So...
Fucking hell. Yeah,
We're good. I told him exactly what I wanted, what I had in mind. And, like, I want it from, like... to show this much of the body and them to be interacting in this way and these characters in these specific costumes and, like, whatever. And he was like, oh, sure, sounds fun. I'm booked this month, but I can do it for you next month. So he, when he finally started making it, when he was ready to make it, he messaged me again and let me know. He was like, oh, are you still okay to do that thing? It's going to be this much money and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, sure. So, and he also gave me an estimate of how long it would take, and we figured out where we were gonna meet up and trade monies for arts. And so it was a smooth process with good communication, and he's a really nice guy. He goes to my comic book store that I go to, so we just met up there on New Comic Book Day.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
His art is really, really good.
It is gorgeous.
I might actually have to message him and see if he can sort me out with something.
Do it.
Hopefully he's around Fan Expo and I'll meet up.
He probably will be.
Hey, maybe he'll get a table.
Probably. He usually shares with his other friends who are artists, who are also really good.
Kristen, every time we do a podcast, there's always like a plane or a tractor
and like
in the background.
5 minutes ago, my mom was yelling at me from downstairs, and I don't know if the mic caught that or not.
I hope it did. I'm really worried why my thing stopped working.
Mine still says recording, so hopefully it's not corrupted later.
Okay, we'll find out. Okay, so pull list.
Yes. For this week,
yeah.
I have supposedly... Jade Street Protection Services number 1 and Lady Macabre. Are you?
Yeah, look.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
And also Lady Mechanica Lost Boys of West Abbey number 1. Hopefully this arc is better than the last Lady Mechanica arc because that one sucked. The first one was amazing. The second one was just like, well, whatever. And I hope this makes up for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That is it so far.
My pull list is a bit big. It hasn't been big for a while.
Uh-huh.
Things have been going in a different direction in my life, and...
You've been saving more money.
Yeah, so I'm getting Jupiter's Legacy.
Nice.
I think people have been waiting for this for about 3 years, so...
No, it hasn't been 3 years. Probably like 6 months.
No, that was Jupiter's Circle, I think. This is the original. There's Jupiter's Legacy.
Oh, like the trade?
So this is now the new, brand new single, number 1.
Oh, okay.
From, it's volume 2, issue 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plutona, number 5. I fucking love Plutona. It's the first time I've ever bought an independent independent comic book apparel.
Oh, like, really? Like the shirts and stuff?
Yeah, I bought the jumper.
Ooh.
Cost like $60, but...
It was worth it?
Yeah, it's so comfy. And it's cool because it's like a really nice jumper. And I'd be walking around and no one will... And it says, it's just a pair and it says dumb on it. And no one's going to have any fucking clue what it means.
Unless you've read the comic.
Unless I find one person that's read the comic. And they'll be like, hey! And I'll go, hey! And then we'll kiss and I'll finger them lightly. Just lightly.
Right. You've got to work your way up to it slowly.
Oh, no. I'll stimulate uh-huh. the G-spot. Just as it's turning a bit harder.
Uh-huh.
They're getting into it. Just before they come, I just walk away. Just walk away, Kristen. Okay?
Beautiful. It sounds like sweet torture.
Sorry, I was just drinking some Red Bull. Four kids walk into a bank, issue number 2. First one was really enjoyable. So I'm getting the second one. There's a new Eric Powell book coming out.
Who?
Eric Powell. He did The Goon. And Big. Oh, what the fuck is it called? The comic about, it's a short. It's about a midget.
What?
Yeah, let me just.
Is there here. Actually?
Yeah. Let me get the.
Munchkin?
No. Fuck! I'm gonna find it. Wait, I can't believe I don't know what it's called. I'm really upset with myself. Wait. Big Man Plans. It's fucking awesome.
Okay.
It's about a dwarf who was an ex, like Marine
uh-huh.
in Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And it's a revenge story. It's fucking awesome. It's so graphic and gory. And he's a badass dwarf.
Does the dwarf have a beard?
Of course.
Just making sure.
And just the fact that he's a dwarf and it's called Big Man Plans just makes me smile. Okay, so Jade Street Protection Service is number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited about that, actually. I think Annie Wu's doing the cover art as well.
Is she?
And she does public relations, number 9, which is also coming out.
Ooh.
And one thing, I thought you'd be getting this, it's called The Sweetness, number 1.
What's that?
I can't remember.
Is that the one about the deer? No, that's Sweet Tooth. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, that's Jeff Lemire.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm going to read the synopsis for you.
Okay.
And the solicits, and I'll read it to you.
Okay.
And let's see what you think, Kristen. See if I can sell it to you. What kind of accent
are you going to do it in the robot voice?
What kind of accent would you like?
The robot voice.
I don't have a robot voice. I've never had a robot voice.
Do you know what voice I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Think hard.
Microsoft Sam?
The one that sounds like that guy in the wheelchair.
Stephen Hawking?
Yeah.
You want me to do a Stephen Hawking voice for this?
No, but that's not the person I'm talking about.
Why are you whispering? Who is it? Should I know this?
Yes, you should!
Oh, you want me to whisper?
No, we've made fun of this. Never mind, forget it.
Oh, no! Message me. Who is it?
There, I messaged you. I want to hear your robot voice.
You can't do it. I'm going to get angry. No, because it's going to bring back on.
Okay, fine.
Oh, you mean my the charisma. It was too much. I can't pull it off. It's too much charisma.
There's so much sex appeal. I thought you'd be able to pull it off. If anyone could do it. You could.
I can't. Fuck it out. I'm just gonna read it normally.
Okay, just read fuck it normally
it
then.
Oh my god. I reckon that person, that robot's penis is inverted though. Telling you right now. Okay. The Sweetness by wife and husband duo Miss Lasco Gross and Kevin Golden follows two badass female intergalactic smugglers of a mysterious controlled substance who cater to the unique tastes of alien drug addicts.
That right? sounds interesting.
The cover is fucking messed up.
Messed up good or messed up bad?
It looks weird.
Hmm.
So yeah, I'll be getting that.
Interesting.
Oh, that's my pull list.
Yay!
$35.
Not bad.
That's all right for a week. Usually it's about $20, $25.
Yeah.
I've culled it.
Yeah.
Which I'm really happy about. It was $90 to $120 when I first.
Oh my gosh. Mine was at 1.2 and then it just, I couldn't do it.
I feel like when you're starting out with comics, I was having a chat with a friend about this, you don't know what you like.
So yeah. You just try everything.
Mm. And this helps you become more informed. And you start trusting your judgment better.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
And then you have more money left over for drugs and prostitution. So,
or new headphones.
Or new headphones. What did you buy?
The ZMF Omnis were on sale.
I like how you say that as if I'm supposed to know. Oh, the ZMF 0104.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, those I've been having my eye on. I've had my eye on them. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're just a really good set of headphones that are handmade and used and made with real wood. And he's going to lacquer finish. Yeah. And then the ear pads are gonna be made of cowhide leather, and I got to customize it to the way I wanted it to be.
How could you?
Shh. And then.
Oh.
Oh, whatever. You eat meat.
Yeah, well, I don't eat dog.
Me either. But yeah. There's some fancy nice headphones.
What do you mean you got no dog? I gotta eat this cow? That was my Trinidad impression.
What?
It really wasn't. What do you mean you got no ice? You mean I gotta drink this coffee hot? That was from Clerks. You probably haven't seen it.
Right. No, I haven't.
That was a really good impression.
What else? I don't think I've done anything else this week. It's been a busy past week and a half-ish.
Mm.
A lot of going out and a lot of disappointment.
Yeah, you've had things stolen. I've had a really great week. I watched The Conjuring 2, and I went with my wife and my BFF.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally when you go and watch horrors, you're supposed to, you know, cling on to your partner.
Yes.
Me and my BFF, the lovely Kyle, were clutching each other.
And your wife was just sitting there like, this is not scary.
No, she was scared, but oh, okay. I just didn't give a fuck. I was... My friend's bigger than my wife, so it's I feel safer.
You needed the protection.
Yes. That's really good, though. It's based on a true story from England. True. I'm doing that thing with your fingers where you go.
Air
true.
Quotations?
Yeah, air quotations, right. I've been watching a lot of movies.
Yeah. What, you've like seen a new thing, at least one new movie every week lately, haven't you?
I watched a movie a couple of nights ago with Paul Rudd, and it's quick synopsis. Without spoiling it, Paul Rudd is a carer.
Uh-huh.
The person he's caring for is in a wheelchair, so I was very excited. Get this, the disabled kid's name was Trevor.
Really?
How fucked up is that? I told him, I was like, yo, Kyle, I just watched this movie about this disabled kid, and his name was Trevor. And he was like, wow. And that was the end of our little... That was it. It was done. There was no more. I couldn't go anywhere from there. It just ended. So, yeah, it was pretty good.
Huh, what was it called?
Don't remember. Oh. Selena Gomez was in it, though.
What?
Yeah.
How did she do?
She tried to be, like badass.
Oh, is she supposed to be, like, a rebel teenager type in it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, jeez, of course, yeah.
It's one of those road trip type of movies.
Oh, okay.
And of course, there's like, you know, she falls, well, the disabled kid falls for Selena Gomez, and Selena Gomez kind of falls for him, but It's not patronizing what she does. It's just, I don't know. It seems a little bit contrived.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a good movie. I cried.
Of course you did.
Shit, I think I cried in every... I didn't cry in The Conjuring, because that would have been ridiculous.
But you cried in Finding Dory.
I did.
What else did you cry in? What have you been seeing lately? A lot. You saw X-Men, right?
The question is, what haven't I cried? To. X-Men, did I cry? No, because some guy... I almost called him a retard then. But then I realized he suffers from epileptic fits.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be a little bit appropriate.
Are people with epilepsy allowed in theaters? I thought they weren't.
Well, they don't adhere to general movie-going etiquette, which is don't bring attention to yourself. Don't make a scene.
In the theater.
Yeah, don't bring a gun, and don't bring your epilepsy into the cinema. Don't do it.
Right.
Am I asking too much?
Too much to enjoy a movie that you've paid for?
One time I went to the cinema, and I turned around, and two people were having sex with each other.
In the theater?
Swear to God. I don't believe in God, but I swear they were having sex.
Was this a heterosexual couple or a not heterosexual couple?
Yeah, it was a man and a woman.
How were they? I mean, like,
she was on top of him.
Uh-huh.
It was really crap sex as well. It wasn't even good sex. It was slow. I don't know. I felt like she wasn't getting a lot from it.
Hmm.
It was more for him, really.
Yeah.
Mm.
Were they in the back row trying to be subtle about it, but not really?
You know what? Let's talk about sex for a bit.
Okay.
I feel like women get a really raw deal in the beginning. I was talking to a friend about sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name any names, but he's a virgin.
Okay.
And he's from Canada. And we were chatting, and I was describing what it was like when I was at school growing up, how I would, you know, just... And I just casually said, oh, you know, I used to get my penis out under the table, and girls would touch my penis, you know. It was kind of like, and he was like, wait, what?
That happened? is this real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is common in England, though.
Weird.
Yeah, and I maybe it's just an England thing, I don't know. But it's not just, it's not specific to me, but, you know, when you're between the ages of, like, 13 to 16.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's really horny.
That's true.
Everyone's super horny, especially in England, because there's nothing to do. So everyone's just like exploring their own bodies and other people's bodies. So I'd have girls like touch my penis under the table, just do it. I wouldn't even know them that well, you know. I'd be sitting, you know, I'd known them for like 2-3 months, and then all of a sudden it would just be like the hand on the leg, and it was just more of like something fun to do during class. So
who needs to pass notes when you can touch people's penises?
Yeah, so you guys didn't get that?
Nope.
I need to talk to my wife about this. I just get jealous about something and I'll just fuck it. Yeah. Anyway, my point is, I feel
right.
Like there is a point to this. When you're a man growing up, it's very easy to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy. But we don't know how to make women come.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like women don't, especially the few partners I had when I was young, you know, like 16, I didn't know what I was doing. No one knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And porn wasn't an available thing.
Like, well, when, even when, if it was available, 16, even
you
if
don't
it
really
was
get
available,
a lot. From,
it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Porn's pretty unrealistic. So I feel like if I can hear my daughter, I realize that my daughter is kidding me. My point is, I feel like a lot of women aren't very, I don't know, I wish they were more upfront in the beginning, because I feel like they just don't get a lot out of it in the beginning.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because women's downstairs mix-ups are a little bit more, they're a lot more complex than...
Yeah.
You know?
They're a little, they've got more parts to them to figure out.
Yeah, and there's parts inside, like,
right?
You know, but you just think, oh, just shove something in there and just hope for the best. No, that's not how it works, guys. It's not how it works at all. We should have our own podcast show about sex.
We should.
Because
We talk about it like half the time anyway.
Should get a disabled third, third person who's never had sex because they have like no legs and arms.
And, like, that doesn't mean they haven't had sex before.
Chances are, though, let me imagine. So I'm walking through a mall, and I'm single, and I hear this.
Oh my gosh!
And I look to my right, and there's a woman in a wheelchair. That's the wheelchair noise, by the way.
Yes, I realize it's definitely not her voice.
Oh, I was wondering if I could pleasure you.
Oh, look, you can do a robot voice after all.
No, that wasn't that. Just anyway.
I was wondering if I could. Anyway, oh, anyway, okay. Continue.
And then, who was that? Oh, sorry, that was me. I bashed into your foot by accident. It's hard to control this wheelchair as I don't have full control over my fingers. Oh, you don't have full control over your fingers? No. I see you don't have any arms or legs either. Well, you have one arm. Just one. Yeah. Well, how did that happen? Oh, I was saving a young boy from a crocodile. Did you save the boy? Yeah, I saved the boy. Oh, that's very noble of you. thanks. Do you want to go and grab a drink or something? I can only go with this disabled access, obviously. Oh, you see that because you're in a wheelchair. You are observant, aren't you? Yeah, I am. Are you from England? Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Do you want to just forget the bar and just come back to my place where we can have some sex? I've never had sex. Of course you haven't. You're in a wheelchair and you look gross. Okay, let's go back to your place. I feel like, that's what would happen.
Oh.
Do you want me to keep going?
It's okay, it's okay.
I described the sex and everything, but okay, let's stop there. So yeah, let's have a third person.
But who? Where are we going to get them from?
Walmart.
Yeah, here you can, they have those adopt-a-pet
Walmart?
Things.
Yeah.
Look, if they sell goldfish at Walmart, I'm sure.
If they sell goldfish at Walmart, of course they're going to sell you some disabled person. You're a monster.
Coming from you, I don't know.
I'm lovely. It is really good having you on the show, Kristen. So, pull list.
We already finished the pull list.
I'm trying to change the subject. Oh, God. Speaking of robots, it's actually a genuine segue.
Okay.
I can't remember what this fucking game's called, though. Fuck. I have been playing a game.
Oh. Portal.
Dimension 4, where you play a robot called Bud. What? And you land on a planet and your job is to study the planet and help it grow. For the PlayStation 4. It's called Something Home.
What? I have no idea what that is.
Should I try and find it?
Sure.
Do you have the PlayStation app?
Not on this phone, no, because it's just my friend's phone that I'm borrowing. And it's old. It can barely handle Messenger.
Oh, I'm hoping... Oh, fuck. Can I access my trophies?
You should be able to.
It comes up here. God, no, not Gone Home. Fuck. Oh, no. Shit, how do I find it?
I don't know. In your recent activity thing, there should be a...
It's not... PlayStation 4. Bud. Robot. Let's see if this comes up. Sorry. Grow Home. There we go. Grow Home. What? Sounds like a speech impediment. Grow Home. Sounds like a farming sim.
Yeah, it does.
No, it's. I've been playing. My daughter loves it, so I've been playing it. It's. She's near me, right? So I can't. But it's fucking terrible. It's so bad. The worst game I've ever played in my life, but she loves it.
What are you doing it?
Kind of like, imagine Wally.
Uh huh.
But instead of gathering stuff, you're manipulating your environment. It's very hard to explain. Don't play it though. Just maybe look at a gameplay footage and you'll just be like, oh no, that's not for me.
No, it's okay. I'll just I'll be okay here.
Just forget all about this conversation.
Yeah, sounds good.
My kid's been playing Gone Home.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, so
does she like it?
Subject matters for her, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But because she's six and there isn't a lot to do. But she's been exploring the house and she's just been having fun, like exploring. I put the headphones on her and I've been watching her and she's just kind of going around the house and being nosy, which is cool, which is what every little girl wants to do, right?
Yeah, sure. I used to do that.
Strangers' houses and just exploring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's been doing that.
Huh.
What else have I been playing? Ooh, that's about it, really.
Yeah, I've only been playing Fire Emblem Fates Birthright.
I have no money. I need that game in my life.
You do? No, you know what you should do? You should get Awakening. Fire Emblem Awakening first. Don't get Emblem? I mean, you can get Fates, but...
What's easier?
Get Awakening.
Okay.
Get that first. That'll... wet your feet.
Right.
And if you like it, then you can get the new one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mom.
The first one's easier to get the hang of, I think.
To be honest, maybe it's because I have a Vita, but I have a 3DS. I never go on it. I'm not saying that the Vita is better than the 3DS. I think 3DS has a much better catalog than the Vita. I don't know. I just don't. I think it's the graphics. That's so shallow, isn't it?
No, that's not shallow.
It's pretty shallow.
It's different things can make you play different games for different reasons.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't play my 3DS until I started playing Fire Emblem. Not properly, anyway. Like, I'd take it out, try a game, and then forget about it and be like, eh, I don't really feel like playing it. But then I started Fire Emblem Awakening, and I was like, ah! And I just, like, kept playing it.
I think I'll start with Zelda.
What? Play Fire Emblem so I can talk to you about it.
I think I'm going to start with Zelda because I already own it.
Don't be a bitch.
Ooh. All right, I'll get it. Yay! How much is it? Why didn't you send it to me?
Because I'm still playing it with it.
I'm going to give you my address, and you're going to send it to me.
But, no.
No, I cannot do that, okay?
Let me check how much it is on Amazon.
I think it's like $40.
Yeah, probably.
Needles in my other foot.
44. What the? 40. What is this? Someone's trying to rip people off by making you charge 56, but it's not worth 56. You can probably.
That's how much it is. And it's. I told you this like weeks ago. That
no, it's not. Like
$55. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. Not.
Go to a video game store and you can get it for like the same price as the new one.
You're not listening to me.
Shh.
Shh. Don't you shush me. Don't you ever shush me.
Shh.
Did you shush me again?
Yes.
That's like four shushes. That's five. Shh. I'm not counting anymore.
Okay. It's going to be like 45.
Now, bearing in mind the Canadian dollar.
I'm using the Canadian dollar, 45.
Plus tax, that's $90.
Yeah. I think you're thinking about PS4 and Xbox One games for $70 that come up at 90 with taxes.
Hate it.
I know, me too.
Could be worse, though.
That's true.
We could be living in England.
That's not too bad.
Kristen is the kind of human being that doesn't follow news around the world. She doesn't follow global news. Kristen didn't know about the rapist. You didn't know about the alligator situation.
Did you know about the capybaras?
What is that?
I think we just pay attention to different news. There were these two capybaras that escaped from the zoo, and I think they just found the second one, like, yesterday.
That isn't news!
It's news.
I'm talking about Brexit, and you're talking about some bears that went missing.
I don't know what Brexit is.
What?! Britain have just voted, like, had a referendum to decide whether they're going to remain part of the EU or not. Fucking hell, Christy.
And then they chose to separate.
And now Scotland are like, actually, I think we're going to have a second referendum because we don't want to be part of a Britain that isn't part of Europe. And then my friend was telling me what makes the situation even more fucked up is that England are storing all of their nuclear warheads in Scotland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's an interesting times.
Yeah.
Never cease to amaze me.
Are the benefits of separating from the rest of, like...
Kristen, this podcast has been going on for an hour and 15 minutes. If we start talking about Brexit...
That's true. It's going to take too long. We should end this now. End it now. I need to pick up my comics and then read them so that you don't pick on me for not reading anything.
We're going to go in a minute. I highly recommend everyone listen to our previous podcast. It was about E3 because it took me about 5 hours to edit. So,
so make Glenn's effort worthwhile. Also, it was more funny than this episode because today we don't seem to be quite ourselves.
No. I'm really upset about the whole cocaine waking up and it not being there. And Kristen's really upset about her
stealing my stuff.
I want, keep me posted on that.
I will. I'll let you know what happens. They're probably...
What if you find out it's your best friend?
Who's my best friend?
I don't know. Who is your... I don't know. I have no idea who your best friend is.
Exactly.
Kristen, when we meet... Mm-hmm. How are we going to greet each other?
Well, I was planning on hugging you.
Why don't we kiss each other on the lips?
Does your wife get to join in?
What we'll do is we'll make it really awkward where my wife will be there, obviously. Mm-hmm. We'll go to kiss each other on the cheeks, but I'll do something really fucked up.
Oh, you'll do like the turning your face at the last minute?
No. I'll go... Hang on, let me get this... So everyone goes to the left, right, when they do the cheek thing.
Do they?
Yeah. When you're going for a kiss. Okay, so imagine, look at your mic and imagine it's my face. Mm-hmm. Go to kiss my cheek. Uh-huh. You're kissing my right cheek, right?
No.
Oh, you turn your head to the right.
Yeah. Or no, I turn my head to the left, so your face would be on my right.
Yeah, therefore you're kissing my right cheek.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me. That's what I'm saying. Everyone does the same thing. What we're going to do is I'm going to go in to kiss your left cheek. Mm-hmm. Right? So we'll be, instead of butting heads, our lips are going to lock. And then we're going to go, oh! And then my wife's going to go, what the hell was that?
We'll just be like nothing. Planned at all.
Yeah. We should do something different when we meet. I've never licked someone's cheek when I first met them before. How do you feel about that?
Well, as long as you've brushed your teeth and...
That's the only prerequisite is I brush my teeth and haven't had garlic. You can lick my cheek.
As long as you don't mind a sweaty face, because I'm probably going to be sweaty if it's August, September-ish.
Are you cosplaying?
No. I was going to. Yeah, but then I'm lazy, so.
Yeah, I have way more time than you as well, so I should probably do it. I don't know, I'll think about it. All right, I'm going to go.
Okay. Everyone, thank you for putting up with us today. With me especially, because I've just been not in the best mood.
Yeah, you haven't been your usual witty, humorous self.
I know, my brain's tired, okay? Leave me alone. And I'm in mourning.
What do you mean?
Mourning the loss of my comic book.
Oh.
It was stolen away from me. I'm gonna pull some Taken skills on it.
What are you? You're gonna Liam Neeson the fuck out?
Yes, I'm gonna do that. I will find you.
I will kill you. Okay. All right. It's in the back garden. Do you have a back garden? I feel like
I do.
Like, I don't really care. Don't even why I mentioned.
Me either. But anyway. That's it for today's episode of Comics and Stuffs.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast today. Tune in next week. Right? I feel like I nailed it.
You did a wonderful job.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.